Coffee with Cudmore.
Light 104.7 and 1570 AM. WVTL.
More stories from the Mohawk Valley. Our first story is about World War II by Cynthia DeGolier of Johnstown.
Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. No, no, no. Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Till I come marching home.
Cynthia's story, which was one of our top 10, is called Amsterdam's First World War II Draftee, who happened to be her father. Victor for victory, the doctor had quipped at the birth of my father, November 12, 1918. And so it was. Victor, a fitting name for one born during a day of parades and celebrations marking the end of World War I. Dad grew up in Amsterdam's East End, the sixth of seven children, born to Jacob and Jenny de Golier. Jacob worked in the Kennedy Mills, later in Mohawk Mills. Jenny, a Scottish immigrant, worked as a bit winder in the winding room at Mohawk Mills. Ross's Flats, which Dad fondly refers to as the East End Playground, was right in their backyard. This and the proximity of the Mohawk River provided the neighborhood children ample space to play and explore. He recalls their neighbors on DeGraff Street, the Spagnolas, Unchers, Hardigs, a Mrs. Lynch, Mr. Brindle the policeman was her upstairs tenant, and on East Main Street, the Gazellics, Prestons, and Arthur and Mabel Cook. As a teenager, Dad worked for the John E. Larrabee Company hardware store, served in the Naval Reserve. He spent several years as a weaver at Mohawk Mills before the start of World War II. Dad remembers well what an event it was when draft numbers were announced over the radio, calling young men into active service. The Saucony gas station at the corner of East Main Street and Roman Avenue served as a gathering place for Amsterdam's young men to listen anxiously to the radio for their numbers to be called. Among these young men was my father. He recalls that he could scarcely believe his ears when less than a minute into the broadcast, his number was announced, and that's how Victor de Golier became the first draftee from Amsterdam during World War II. And in the war, he served as Colonel Schwarzkopf's personal radio man. Colonel Schwarzkopf was the father of General Schwarzkopf from the Iraq War No. 1. But that's another whole story, writes Cynthia de Golier. She puts in a footnote. Today, at age 93, Dad enjoys teaching us all how to tie a weaver's knot, how to send Morse code, and entertaining us with stories of old Amsterdam. Cynthia de Golier's story, that's Cynthia de Golier's story, Amsterdam's first World War II draftee, another story from the Mohawk Valley.
Me. Anyone else but me. No, no, no. Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Till I come marching home.
Don't go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me.
Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. No, no, no. Don't go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me. Till I come marching home.
I just got word from a guy who heard from the guy next door to me. The girl he met just loves to pet, and it fits you to a T. So
don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Till I come marching home.
Give out with those lips of yours to anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. No, no, no. Watch the girls on the foreign shore to have to report to me.
The Glenn Miller Orchestra, Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree, to illustrate our first story for the Mohawk Valley today. Amsterdam's first World War II draftee story by Cynthia DeGolier. It was one of our top 10 in the stories from the Mohawk Valley contest. And the top prize winner in the contest is up next, a story by Ann Vetter Hoffman DeGroff about her relative, her great-grandfather, John Vetter Riggs.
Sing a song.
Sing out loud.
Sing out strong.
You might call it the singing doctor.
Of good things, not bad.
Yeah, not the bad stuff.
Oh,
no.
Sing of happy, not sad.
Anne wrote her story in the first person, as if spoken by her relative, her great-grandfather, John Vetter Riggs, toward the end of his life. Hello there, come on in. It's cold outside, and I was looking for company. You see, I think my demise is coming soon, and I have such a story to tell about my life. Come on now, step right inside, and I'll fix you something hot to drink, and we'll sit by the fire. I just want to have someone know my story. Perhaps someday, 100 years from now, someone might have an interest in this old man's life. My name is John Vetter Riggs, and I come from a long, long line of Riggs who came to this country in 1633 from England, but I digress. This is my story, not that of my ancestors. I was born in Schenectady in the spring of 1839. My father was a printer and publisher who, along with my grandfather, published the Schenectady Cabinet, but that was not my calling whatsoever. After attending Princetown Academy and taking a course at Albany Medical College, I graduated from the Buffalo College of Physicians and Surgeons. But what I really wanted to do was sing and perform. So after becoming a doctor, I managed to connect with the San Francisco minstrel troupe as an interlocutor and bass soloist and traveled with them. While this troupe was performing in the South, however, I left them to study yellow fever, which was widespread at the time. I then returned to Amsterdam and began practicing medicine at 29 Market Street. Annie C. Wilds and I were married at St. George's Church in Schenectady, October 31st of 1861. 28 years later, I would sell my practice, try to make it in New York City as a performer. It didn't work out, however, and Annie and I came back to Amsterdam. I opened a drugstore on Market Street, did well with patent medicines. With my son, and eventually with my granddaughter, I took part in many musical events here and conducted the Liberty Bond Vocal Club. So you can see, my friend, that although I traveled far, I always came back home, and with no regrets. Now it's been told, and I'm sure you're ready to depart. But remember my story, and don't be afraid to pass it on. I have had an influence on life in Amsterdam and have lived the good life. The Singing Doctor, the winning entry in Stories from the Mohawk Valley by Anne DeGroff of Amsterdam about her great-grandfather, John Vetter Riggs.
Sing a song.
Sing out loud.
Sing out strong. Sing of good things, not bad.
Yeah, not the bad stuff. Oh, no.
Sing of happy, not sad.
Happy, happy, happy singing.
Canta, canta una canción.
Make it simple.
To last your whole life long.
Don't worry if it's not good enough
for anyone else to hear. Just sing.
Sing a song.
Come on.
la 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 la.
Those are the Muppets.
La 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 la.
And thanks to the two entrants we read today, Cynthia DeGolyer and DeGroff. Tomorrow, we'll have more stories from the Mohawk Valley. One of the top 10, written by Sean Duffy of Lake St. Louis, Missouri. He is descended, Sean Duffy, from Martin O'Shaughnessy, who owned an iconic Amsterdam tavern. The tavern where Harry Dembski and my grandfather, Harry Cudmore, used to tip a few. Also tomorrow, Christine Eggleston of Fort Plain. Her story, music teacher Jesse Zoller of St. Johnsville was a special friend of the March King, John Philip Sousa. By the way, the book that started it all, my history book, Stories from the Mohawk Valley, The Painted Rocks, The Good Benedict Arnold, and more, is available everywhere. You can pick up signed copies at the Old Peddler's Wagon, 175 Church Street in Amsterdam, or at the Bookhound, 16 East Main Street in Amsterdam. I'm Bob Cudmore.